Yes, rotten eggs. Maybe sort of a little diesel-y. It's definitely here.
I noticed a very strange smell this morning. It smelled like oil, very strong.
Brussels sprouts rotting.
It smelled like gas.
Was it nice?
No, it was horrible. You come stumbling down the hall, bump your head up against the wall. Knock that drunk, that ain't
all. I know you've been having yourself a ball. I smell a rat. As this email says from Roger, it says, Bonjour, Danny. This is my best Joey Barton pigeon French. Bonjour, Danny. La belle pong français est arrivée à Fetchum, Surrey.
The link with our continental cousins continues because the New Haven to Dieppe ferry has just reversed out. Can you believe that? They reverse out. It's then done the equivalent of a three-point turn and is now steaming away from us towards France. So can you take the smell back with you, please? Thank you.
You better watch them rats running under your foot, that boy. He's gonna get you.
There is an ill wind blowing across the channel. Not the first time that's been said. On this occasion, it smells like gas. Martin is the area commander for Kent Fire and Rescue.
What we're not doing is we're not mobilising to smells of gas outside properties. We're offering advice over the telephone. We're asking members of the public if they are concerned, if they're elderly, if they're possibly asthmatic, that they stay indoors with their windows and doors closed. But it shouldn't stop the county from its general work and moving around.
Earlier, I was in the town centre in New Haven, where obviously it's not quite as windy, and there it's certainly a lot stronger.
It's a really gassy smell. Just saying, it's horrible, isn't it?
I know somebody reported it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Apparently, it's coming from a French factory. It's totally harmless, but they've had a leak of this stuff that they put in with gas to make gas smell.
Oh.
So that's what it is, and it's drifting across the channel, and we're getting reports.
A couple of things I love about that, Simon Jenkins. First of all, I love the way you're going door-to-door, person-to-person, with personal reassurance now. That's good.
Well, it's my job, isn't it? I'm out and about for the radio station on behalf of the radio station, but we're on behalf of the listeners. So I didn't want to worry the ladies unduly, not that they seem that bothered, to be quite honest.
No, because they think they can smell gas in the air, yet they come out the cafe and light up a cigarette. Brilliant!